This podcast is highly sponsored by Thrivees. Thrivees is the fast mental health product line with affordable products you can use whenever you need something to lean on for emotional or mental support. Currently, we have coloring books of all ages and affirmation mugs. There are some new products coming up, so you need to make sure that you check out Thrivees on Instagram and Facebook so that you don't miss out on the updates. And yes, listener donations are also welcome. You can drop your donation on 0770338440. The number is registered in the names of Navo Network. If you're not in Uganda, remember to add the country code +256 770338440. Hey, 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 welcome to Hashtag Window Guzi Chiwanuka. This is the number one African millennial podcast that sits at the intersection of mental health, self-discovery, and personal growth. If you're new here, welcome to your new virtual home. Be sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening in so that you don't miss out on any of the future episodes. And if you're a returning listener, mad respect. Thank you so much for being the heartbeat of this show. So the star guest of our 141st episode is none other than Yunia Kaziwe. Yunia is the founder and host of Adulting Out Loud. A very obvious name for a podcast, man. No corners of hashtag we know Guzi Chiwanuka. So yes, Yunia is the star guest of our show today. And if you're not sure about what she's all about, sit tight for this conversation. And for the beginning of our conversation, we found ourselves sharing notes on our experiences as adults. Trust, this girl is organized. Me, hey, I could never match. Part of this conversation also gives you the feels of two podcasts fist pumping each other. So we also talk a lot about what it's been like to grow in the podcasting industry. And somewhere in there, she made such a major promise and she's about to lose money. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Yunia Kaziwe.
Yes.
Erade.
Erade nyabo.
Have you noticed that Luganda is, I don't know, there is a way how it commands softness.
It does.
We are soft-spoken people. Be like, Erade nyabo.
Erade.
Osibye tanyo nyabo.
Urunji. Yunia, introduce yourself to our listener.
Oh my goodness. I struggle with this.
Why?
Because I never know what to say. Like, you know how in interviews they'll be like, tell us about yourself. Do you want to know that I have a cat? Or do you want to know my profession?
Well, people stand up in serious conversations. Like, I'm a plant mom. Oh my God.
Yeah. See?
Oh my.
But that's who they are.
God. And if you're a plant mom, I know there is a plant mom who is a listener. So.
Yeah. But yeah. Still,
she knows I'm like, please don't. I'm a cat mom.
Yes, a cat mom. So we never know, like, what do you want to know?
Is it?
There's so much you can say. Or maybe that question should be, how much time
do you have? We're here. It's your time to shine.
So who is Yunia? I am a girl mom. Now that we are talking about plant. I am a mom. I have two girls. I am a wife.
There is more to yourself.
There's so much more, but I'm like,
you don't,
no.
It's not, because you can't say that you're only a mother and a wife. What more do you do?
Oh, I work as a communication officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've actually, it's so interesting, but we'll get to that. My journey to communications is very interesting. Uh-huh.
And then what else?
Yeah, that's really it. I really don't know.
This is very disappointing. And let me tell this to the listeners. It's very disappointing because how I got to know you is through podcasting.
I am a podcaster. Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
No, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I struggle to say I'm a podcaster.
Why?
Because I feel like I literally just started my podcast, like, just at home.
Just at home?
Just at home.
Where do you want to start a podcast from?
Studio, what? I see like
big are you kidding?
And I'm like, hey, I'm going to start my podcast. And they're like, hmm?
Oh, wait. Are you kidding?
I'm very
You have serious. A podcast?
I do have a podcast.
So? So?
I do have a podcast. So yes, that makes me a podcaster.
And you even have a lapel microphone that you talked about earlier. Do you know how I started?
I did not start with a lapel microphone. Please note.
Tell me, what was it like for you?
It was, so I love podcasts, mm-hmm. right? I listen to very many podcasts.
What introduced you to podcasts, by the way? How did you get to know about podcasts?
I wish I could remember. I don't know how I got to know about podcasts. But what I remember is I was into blogs. Do you remember the blog days?
I wasn't active in that area.
You were not?
I didn't even understand them. Like, and I'm not talking about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I am talking about 2015, 2016. I could hear calls for bloggers, I think, event. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is.
Really?
What is that exactly?
When did I think you had a blog?
Oh.
Why are you the one asking the questions?
Oh my God. No, you can ask me the questions, of course.
I actually thought you did have a blog. So how I got introduced to podcasts. So blog days, and I think many bloggers moved to podcasting.
Uh-huh.
So I think most people would be like, oh, I started a podcast. So I followed the bloggers I used to follow who started podcasts. I followed them to their podcasts. Like subscribe, I don't know, you can find me on this platform. So that's how I got introduced to the world of podcasts.
How far back is this?
Not far back.
Like which year?
I would say 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a planned kid.
2016. Really?
Let me call you a planned kid because what? I don't know what world I was in.
Really?
Bro, I was not even... First of all, I've just told you I did not understand what blogging is. Mm-hmm. And then even for YouTube, I started watching YouTube videos, I think 2017. But then it wasn't still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say I really watched YouTube videos
because if I did,
that time I was in Rwanda, 2017.
Okay.
And their internet was really cheap, but it would also not run quick. Okay. So it would be time for expiring data. And you're like, okay, what more should I use? What more should I watch? You're like, I'm sure if I knew YouTube, I wouldn't have been struggling so much.
It would get done in a second. YouTube.
Let me tell you, I had a phone. I think that was a Nokia. Mm-hmm. And in the music, something, I think it used to be called Google Music, mm-hmm. there was something podcasts. And every time I tapped it, it didn't show anything. And I kept saying, "Obaka no kachi." What is this thing? Like every time, huh? Like I would see it a lot in that specific app. And I'm like, but what is this thing? But every time I tapped it, it didn't show anything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting. Oh, wow. I used to listen to, there's a podcast I used to listen to, a couple, an American couple, Alisa and Jeff Bethke. I still follow them today. So their podcast was about relationships. They were dating then. I literally followed them from dating. They got married. They got kids.
Oh my, you were there.
I was there. I'm like part of their family now.
In love.
Like their firstborn. So their podcast was, I think, if I'm not wrong, the first podcast.
The one that you listened to.
Yes. It was called Love That Lasts.
How?
Podcast.
Love That Lasts. Is it the same title?
No, they stopped podcasting. Now you can just find them on Instagram.
Oh, so they're now, but they moved their content creation mm-hmm, to Instagram.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
Instagram is very limited. It doesn't give so much details.
It is. Yeah. It is. So it's just like stories.
Maybe they have a YouTube.
Posts. They did have a YouTube, but it's not active anymore. I'm telling you, I am invested. I know where they are. They're not on YouTube anymore, but you can find their old videos.
Wow.
So yeah, that was among the first podcasts that I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I really loved that was in 2017 was Reason Motherhood.
I've not even heard of that one.
Become either. A mom, like oh. Just I used to listen.
So at that point, you already knew how to look for podcasts.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah.
What platform were you using?
Podcast Addict. We talked about podcast.
Is it?
Yes.
It's been there for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Podcast Addict. Yeah.
I thought those are new things.
I really thought those are new things. What?
Nope, nope.
Oh my God.
Podcast Addict from day one. Because I actually got to know about that platform through Alisa and Jeff.
Right.
When they would be like, oh, listen to our podcast. You can find us on Podcast Addict.
And you went on to download the app.
Yep.
I only knew social media app-wise in that period. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm.
No, don't
but
be.
But it's okay.
Don't be.
So we're having you going from a couple to motherhood. Which other podcast could have moved you in life?
From then, it has pretty much been motherhood podcasts. I've listened to one that I still listen to date, Coffee and Crumb. It's about motherhood. It really is about motherhood, but also womanhood, really. Community and stuff like that.
At the point when you had just become a mother, I'm sorry for cutting you short.
That's fine.
At the point when you had just become a mother and you looked for, what did you call it? Reason?
Reason motherhood.
Was there something you were struggling with that you felt like you needed answers to?
Oh my goodness. Everything.
Wait, you actually knew podcasts could give you answers? Anyway, you were already reading blogs.
No, I think I was just looking for just answers everywhere. Podcast, blogs, I was still reading blogs. Friends who are moms would just be talking. All information everywhere. But I loved podcasts because I would listen as I just like do housework, as I work, as I breastfeed the baby. I loved podcasts. And I even remember Reason Motherhood, every Wednesday is when they would have a podcast out. Yeah. Every Wednesday I would look for, and it was 20 minutes long. So it was just right, not too long. So yeah, I was looking for, I don't know, just how do you do this motherhood thing? Are other mothers out there going through what I'm going through?
What were you going through at that time?
Rough.
You know, I have had two conversations on postpartum depression. And now we're looking at you,
and you're like,
looking for the 2017 podcast.
Yeah.
What was going on at the time? How did motherhood introduce itself to you?
How motherhood introduced itself to me? So I didn't have postpartum depression. But I struggled a lot with pregnancy. I actually tell people I prefer postpartum to pregnancy. Yeah, I'm one of the few. Most people look at me like, really? I'm like, yes. Because I had morning sickness all the way to labor.
When you say morning sickness, there is a way how it has been lightened. Give us the details.
The gory details.
Yeah, let us hear them.
It was really rough. I would throw up. Not in the morning, first of all.
That's the thing that
not
I've...
Not in the morning. Yeah. I used to be like, why is it even cold?
So why is it sickness? Cold?
Because I guess for my second, I would throw up in the morning. But for my first, no. And people say it ends like after the first trimester, the first 3 months. So I soldiered on. I was like, it's okay. Just the first 3 months. I lost a lot of weight. I lost over 10 kgs in just 3 months. But I kept saying, you know what? It's fine. The first trimester ends and it's just not going away. And at that time I was away. I was in Nairobi. I had moved, so no family, new environment, no friends other than my husband's friends. So his friends were my friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was lonely. My mom was all the way this side, but she was sick. She was really sick. And I just felt really alone. I'm like, how are people doing this? What is going on? I threw up. So in the second trimester, that's when the doctor... It's like, you know what, we need to get you on medicine because you're never going to stop. I'm like, what do you mean never going to stop? People stop. Why me?
Right. Why me?
So I just wanted to know, like, I took in so much content about motherhood, about pregnancy, so I would worry, is the baby fine? Why am I throwing up all this much? Why am I losing all this weight? I lost so much weight.
And yet for many people, they gain weight. So what did that communicate to you? Did you feel like, I'm going to die?
No, I'm like, my baby. Is my baby fine? I was actually just worried, like, is my baby fine? I'm going to give birth to a really tiny baby. But the doctor kept reassuring me that actually, he actually used a really funny phrase. He was like, babies are selfish. That baby is fine. That baby is taking all the nutrients it needs. So please, look after yourself. The baby is looking after herself. I was so amused. Who calls babies selfish? I was so amused. But yeah, it all turned out good. So I listened to that podcast throughout pregnancy. Postpartum was also rough, but I will take it any day to pregnancy.
What made it rough? So, yeah. What made postpartum rough, but yet you prefer?
Gory details. You want gory details?
We're here. That's what the podcast is about.
Postpartum, again, because I was away. So you know how, I don't know if this happens like in many other cultures, but you know how in Uganda when you like deliver, your mom will come or you'll go back home and be cool with your mom for... Friend.
Is it in English? I want to say for pressing.
For pressing. For pressing.
Mm? Guys, it's for not saying the new mother.
Friend, there was no pressing. I went back home.
Oh my God, you really adopted it.
Oh. I went back home, went back to my apartment. It was exactly, I'd had left it, you know, like that rush to hospital, the baby's coming. And then now I'm here with a new baby. And then stitches, I had a vaginal birth. So it was not C-section stitches. It was stitches down there.
Mm.
I was not ready, is all I can say. I was
not. No one
ready.
Gives you those details.
No. Why not, though? Because yeah. I'm also
well,
not giving
I think.
Them.
Like I think me. I kind of, I might have mentioned it in the, what episode number could it have been?
That number.
Yeah. in the episode I had on postpartum depression.
Yeah.
I might have hinted on it that the idea of being silent about those motherhood struggles were that they would deter young girls or young women from yes. So they rather keep it quiet
and be like, no, it's okay.
Everyone has that, but it's not everyone.
No, it's
people not. Experience motherhood differently.
Yeah.
Because if I'm bro, like everyone experiences life differently
yeah,
because
that's true.
Because and now I was just going to give the example of my mom because for her, she told me she didn't even struggle with labor pain.
Oh.
As in she said for me, I was going to drop.
Just
because
she was just living her life.
So she said that she went to hospital and they told her that she was about to. So she was like, when you're about to deliver, you have to walk around.
Yeah.
So she was walking around and I was coming out.
And she's walking.
Yeah.
She's not feeling anything.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I was telling someone recently, that I really beef people that go through the menstrual periods without any troubles.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like...
Okay, what do you call troubles?
What do you call yourself?
First, define troubles, because I think I might be those people.
Yeah, no, like my period really messes me up. It comes in different ways. There are days when I'm thinking I have malaria, like terrible joint pains.
Aww.
Or sometimes I don't have appetite. Like, I'm like, what is going on? I want to eat.
But I don't want to eat. I want to eat, but I don't want to eat. Oh.
Like, I'm trying to test food. Nothing. Yeah. Or there's a time when I wanted to fight a workman. This guy just passed by and I was like, how are you moving? Oh yeah, without no troubles.
Like, enjoying life.
Yeah. Like he passed, you know,
life is good,
swinging
happy.
Ish. So I was like, what do you call? And I was in pain. So I was like, look at this idiot. Why are you walking around like that?
He know. Oh wow.
I actually wanted to stop passing here. I was in so much pain. I was like, no, see this one. Why is he happy? And yet he had no awareness.
Oh, wow. I didn't have... So I was those people with no period trouble until I turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
I've heard some people say that.
Yeah. It changed completely. So I don't have pain, but I have... Like I get really, really sad. Like really, really sad.
Have you cried? Have you tried
I cry. Yeah. I think about all the sad things that have happened in my life. I'm just like saddened by just everything just makes me sad. I remember sad stories people have told me and I cry. Like I get really, really sad. And I was telling, it took me a while to notice.
Yeah.
And then I noticed and I told my sister, I'm like, does this happen to you? Like I feel sad. She's like, friend. She's like, it's just starting for you. She's like, it has been happening to me all this time. I feel sad for like a week.
Yeah.
But she's like, but now it's happened. And I'm like, oh no, it's not.
You're aware.
It's just a period coming.
Yo,
it's
there's a time.
Coming. You're fine. You're
when you
fine.
Talk about, when you talk about the bit of sadness, there's a time when I was in the law firm and I was just there. Life was going on. And then suddenly I started hearing something say, cry, cry, cry. And I was like, in my head, I was like, cry for what? And like, cry, cry. I'm like,
that is so funny.
Cry for what? So when I went to the toilet, I think later on, I noticed my period had come. So when I noticed that, I was like, ah, this is it. This thing did not stop until I had to find a reason to cry.
To cry.
But I was crying while laughing because I was like, this is crazy. Why am I crying?
Because the period has told you to cry.
Oh my
God. So please cry. Let it out.
Yeah. I cried and I my life got better. But it was funny that I was crying. I cried while laughing.
Mm-mm. The period. The things it does. So yeah. So these days I get really sad. Really sad. Actually, yeah, that's my main thing. Really sad. The minute I'm sad for no reason, I'm just like, it must be period.
This is your life as an adult, and much as you had forgotten that you're a podcaster,
now I remember.
You have a podcast dubbed Adulting Out Loud.
Yeah.
And that, for me, what it might have communicated initially was, what are the conversations we're supposed to have as adults but aren't having?
Yes.
Look at yourself.
I'm so happy you said that.
Look at yourself.
Okay, I'm doing something right.
And your history, I'm a little bit envious. Your history has, it has you following up on podcasts. You probably have an idea of how conversations are run, which was almost different from my guests because I only listened to one family and I think they were doing influencing for Anchor at the time. So I went and looked for app and downloaded it and kept it there in the phone for close to a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you make the decision to create a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Which year are you looking at as well? What moved you?
When I made the decision or when I started the podcast?
Oh, there's a difference.
Those are different years.
what did you make the decision?
I made the decision in 2018 is when I made the decision to start a podcast.
Okay.
2018.
What made you feel like I should have a podcast?
Oh man, 2018. You know how you like, I don't know if you have this, like you have, like there are years where you're like, before this and after, 2018 is my year for like, oh, that happened before 2018. Or, oh, that happened after 2018. It was like, what's the word? I've forgotten the word.
I don't know.
Turning point, not turning point. Like, okay, pivotal. I don't know. That English word. So 2018 had a lot of transition for me. And like I had already said, I liked podcasts. I was listening to podcasts. But now 2018, I moved. I moved a lot. I moved countries again. Came back to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
My mom died in 2018.
May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace. I miss her so, so much. So I was just like, what in the name of adulting is this? Like, what's going on here?
So you had just moved back and then she passed on?
No. My moving back happened after she passed on. After she passed on. She was sick for a long while. So I came, I was here with her for a bit, then she passed away. Then now that's when I made the decision to move. And it wasn't an easy decision. Moving is hard. I didn't know moving was hard. I always thought it's just like, yeah. And especially because I was just moving here, like just Kenya here, just across. Not like those people who be like, I went to the UK. So I kept thinking, just this place, a backyard. Just one day.
It's in the backyard.
Can't be that. It's in the backyard. Please, it can't be that. My goodness, I missed home so much. I was so homesick. Do you know just even the small things of like, I missed my nail guy in Mabirizi Plaza. Shout out to Mabirizi Plaza, please. I was just like, what's going on? I really, okay, that's a story for another. I really missed home
moving was hard. So 2018 is when I was like, I'm going to start a podcast and I just want to talk about how hard life is. I didn't know that adulting can be this hard. I didn't know that marriage can be this hard. I didn't know that moving can be this hard. I didn't know that being a mom, like even good things, because I feel like you say being a mom is hard and everyone is like, oh, people are praying for babies and you're complaining. And I'm like, I'm not complaining. I'm just like, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. I'm not complaining. Just saying it's hard. So that's when I made that decision. But when did I start? Please.
Before we get into when you started, what did you think adulthood would look like?
Wow. I didn't think that it would look like anything like it's looking right now. And of course, you know, like life is hard. But I thought, first of all, I thought I would have my life together by like, okay, where are you? 27.
Hey!
They are there.
Hey. At what age did you think that you're going to have things sorted?
Like 25. I thought like after campus, get a job. Of course you hear, hey, rate of unemployment, but I'll be like, me, I'm going to get a job.
Hold on. Wait.
Mm. Then when you get have, a job.
No, hold on. Like you seem very organized in your life.
In my head. It's more in my head.
Okay.
Very organized my head. In real life.
Because... What? I did not think about unemployment. I have a journal that mm-hmm. I had, I think I was 17 or 18, mm-hmm. and I wrote down these things.
Tell us, please.
Smiling. Yeah, it's embarrassing because I thought at 21, I'll have moved out of my mother's house. Thank I have you. A mansion. I'll have moved into my mansion. Like,
mm-hmm. That you've built or about.
So to hear your side, you're like,
no, but that's really nice. Yours is not embarrassing.
You it had is like, embarrassing. Oh, you had because at least you are realistic. You had me.
You had enterprising thoughts.
Mine were thoughts it's of just like, a house. I didn't have married. A business. Wow, I didn't I'll think about that.
No, for me, those were my thoughts. Please. But I'm finishing third year very single. At 23.
Oh, you were thinking about these at campus?
No, like at 7, like when you're saying 17, 18, you're like, yeah.
You even had, I didn't
when I finish,
I
will,
consider.
When I finish campus, I'll then get married, get kids, move to our home. Like all that stuff should have been done by like 25. If we have moved, younger life has been hard. 27.
I don't know why I thought I could just leave school and enter a mansion. Because 21, you barely know what
good
life
point.
Looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I'm telling you I'm embarrassed.
So I really thought adulthood would be like, I thought the hard part of life is school life. I thought it was like, once I ace this thing and have passed and I've got my degree,
mm-hmm.
what is going to be hard there? Hey, I'm going to get a job. I will work.
Hmm. What happened?
My first character development was in jobs.
How long did you search?
I actually didn't search for long. I got a job. No, I got into a program. It was called the STEM program with Focus Uganda, Fellowship of Christian Unions, mm-hmm. Uganda, where you work as, it's like kind of like an intern for 1 year. You do ministry in campuses. So I would go, I would like a campus staff, I would go for fellowships, I would do Bible studies. I enjoyed my time. I was placed in Jinja mm-hmm. for 1 year. Then after that 1 year, I got a job as a PA for some white guy in Luvoa.
Where did you laugh? What happened?
Because let me tell you that job, it is the funniest job. They used to pay me in cash, 300K. Like at the end of the month, they're like, oh, it's 30th. They gave me my 300 kibananga. It was more, but I was happy. I was happy with life. I was home with my parents. Actually, that's when I look back now, those are some of like the fondest memories
yeah.
I have. Like even with my mom, I'd go back home and they fed me my 300K. I'm like, mommy, I have money.
Spend cash.
There we go. We do nails.
Oh my God.
I'm like shopping. Now we shop co.
Money had value at that time.
Right?
That 300 disappears in a day and you can't even understand.
Gwe. So that time, but then I left. I don't remember why I left though. Because I feel like I first left and sat co home. I don't think I left to go to another job. And then sat co home, then got another job as a, what are they called? Admin. As an admin assistant. I enjoyed that. That one was also very nice. That one was, I had improved co to 350.
Oh my goodness.
Hey. To 350. I actually enjoyed my first jobs, Bambi. But then now I thought, no, that's where now that discrepancy started. I'm like, nah, I'm making all this money. 300K was more. But, like, but I'm not saving. What's the problem?
That's when life hits. Okay. Yeah. What's the problem?
So I'm like, no, I think I need to get like a better job, more money, which I did. I got a better job in the advertising world. I cried a lot at that job. That job grew me, Bambi. Now, that's where
what
I
learned
about office politics. All these other jobs, please note, I didn't have any. It was, life was good.
Yeah.
There was no office politics, what? Nothing. I got this job. I was like, Nabino JVD, what's this? So that's when I got to learn about office politics. That's when I got to know, I don't know, it was hard. I used to cry a lot. That's when I would come back home and tell my mom, Banange, this and this is happening. I would get so anxious on Sunday evening at like 5, because I used to have a status meeting on Sunday in the morning, on Monday in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday evening, I would be like, status meeting on Monday. And that's where my weekend would end. So I just, then that's what I think in that whole, in all that is when I discovered, Banange, adulting is hard. My mom had been sick even on campus, but now she like fell sick. Then now you're having to like just watch your mom like get sick and sick and sicker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's when I was just like, I think what I thought is just not it. Not it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But I feel like you got some of the things that you dreamt about.
I did. I got a job.
Yeah, you got a job. You didn't think about unemployment. You knew it, but then you're like, oh.
That phase of my life, no. But when I got married and moved, I had like long periods of unemployment. And that's when I discovered when you move to foreign countries, it's actually not easy to get.
It's not a job.
It's not a job. But I didn't know that. Like, why did anyone tell me these things when I was making
moving
these decisions?
Oh, for the part of moving.
For the part of moving, because I moved because I got married.
Yeah, which almost sounds obvious. You have to move.
That's what
Will your husband stay there alone? You know the questions that would be asking
that
you.
That is what I thought. But looking back now, I actually think I would do it differently. Think I would do it differently.
How so?
I think I would not, because I moved thinking like, yeah, I'm a graduate, please.
I will get a job.
I will get a job. I resigned. My boss had actually asked me, why don't you wait? Because they had an office in Nairobi and he was like, why don't you wait? Maybe an opening will come. I'm like, nope, I'm getting married. I'm moving. Bye. But I think now I would do it differently. I would either maybe wait to get married or maybe get married and move back. I don't know. But I just know I would do it differently.
Yeah. Well, it's already, the boat has sailed.
So, yeah.
How has podcasting been for you? I think you haven't even told us. When did you finally start?
I finally started in 2020.
From 2018.
Oh my God.
From 2018.
Can you imagine?
You had the dream before I did. You had all this knowledge. And I started before you.
Thank you. The thing I didn't tell you about myself when you asked me to tell you about myself is that I'm a procrastinator. It's really bad.
Was it plain procrastination or were there underlying fears?
Of course, underlying fears, which I would like have excuses of like, oh, maybe I need equipment. I don't have money for equipment. Let me first
you
do research about
you were thinking about all your things.
Yes.
That's why I keep saying I'm so envious of you. Or maybe...
I don't have equipment.
Or maybe we should look at it as... There's a time when someone said that being knowledgeable is also a burden.
It is.
Because I was not aware of anything.
Really? You just started?
Bro!
I just dived into this thing. Like, okay.
Because I told you, I first listened to a family.
Yeah.
And I think they may have said they're speaking into their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were promoting Anchor at the time. So I downloaded the app. I think that was like August.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2019, meanwhile.
Really?
Yeah.
And when did you think about starting? 2019 still?
I think. Wow. That's the moment I listened, I downloaded the thing. Like, I love conversations. I think this is where we can talk from.
Mm.
But I didn't know what the thing is. Like, so I recorded a small
audio.
Yeah, and shared it with, I think, one person. And he was like, I don't know what this is, but I like the sound of it. I was like, okay. But it was very brief. I don't even know what I said. I don't remember what I said. Probably I was saying, hello, hi, it is me. And then that year, I traveled to Kabale. And when I was in my room, it was a moment for me to reflect. Yo, that year.
Was a tough one.
2019.
What? Well, 2019 is your year, eh?
No, there was a lot going on. That's the year. 29. I don't... Oh, bro, your story is different. What?
Okay, let's see. There was a lot going on.
Your story is different, my friend. Now, and like when you compare it to that, I'm like, okay, that was nothing.
No, it's
trust me. That's the relevance of these conversations. You get to realize, you get to see other people's worlds as well.
Yeah.
So that's the year when I registered my foundation, and there was a lot happening in this short period of time. I was so stressed. I fell off a boulder, but I didn't even have time to think, hey, I've gotten an accident. I just stood up. I think I remember shaking my legs to check if they can move. And the thing was that Tugende.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were you rushing to?
So,
what's I would like to know.
I had t-shirts to print.
Oh.
I had an event the following day. It was my very first emotional intelligence event.
Mm-hmm.
So all that was happening. I think I remember I looked at my watch. I was like, okay, there is still more time. So I was like, Tugende. But then we were near a police station. So those guys wasted our time.
They were like, no.
And it was someone else who did that. Because, okay, now it was a decision. This guy had to make a decision. There was a car that wanted to ram into us.
Mm.
And there was a border coming from this other side. So he was like, it's better to fall into a border.
Yeah. And I think that was
right. Yeah, I just stood up. I was like, can my legs...
Please don't tell me you got back on the same border.
We went, my dear. What are you talking about? I had to go do some stationery shopping and then go and get done with the branding of the t-shirts because I was like, time is going.
Wow.
And I only felt the pain when I was seated. It's like, eh, this leg hurts. Like that's, it was throbbing.
And then that's when you were like, eh.
So I checked because my jeans got torn. I checked and I was like, eh.
It's swollen.
There's a wound. it was small. Like, eh. But like, okay, not wound. Like,
yeah, like
it grazed. My knee grazed the tarmac. So
yeah, sorry.
So I, when I was in Kabale, I was like, okay, I need to breathe. What is it that we have not done that we're supposed to do this year? And that's when podcasting was like, okay. Ah, this thing. Because now in that year, I also noticed I had to, I realized I can't do everything.
Yeah.
And that's a struggle. That's a whole episode, I think, for the people that are multi-talented.
Oh, is that thing is for people who are multi-talented. So that means I'm multi-talented. Eh?
Yeah, for the many things. Is I mean, I was, that's the same year I wanted to revive. I think that year I was... ready to enter a dance group.
Oh, wow.
But the timing was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I wanted to revive my art.
Oh, wow.
The person I was practicing with was in Nigeria and he was pestering me for work on a weekly basis.
Start. Because I also struggle with wanting to do everything. Like, I just want to do everything. I'm like, and this, and this, and this. And it's like my day has 48 hours.
You wish.
And then you get so disappointed when you don't do the stuff.
Yeah.
And then now I just don't do even one.
So just tell me, what took you long? Because I'm looking at myself. This is August. And then
so what
this
took me long is I was overthinking.
Equipment.
I said, like, equipment, studio. I need a quiet place.
Studio.
I don't know what.
Were these guys recording from studios?
No, they were actually recording from their home.
So why were you putting a lot of pressure on yourself?
I don't know.
Perfectionism? Do you struggle with that?
I don't think so.
Maybe I shouldn't ask.
You're definitely guilty. Very guilty.
No, but yeah, okay, I did want it to be perfect. Yeah. So I didn't start. So what I did, I decided to start slowly. I was like, okay. Another thing I didn't say about me is like, I love writing. So maybe actually I am a perfectionist. I don't know. I love writing for myself. I struggle to put my work out there.
Ooh.
Because I feel like, I don't know. Like I feel scared. Every time I hit publish, I'm just like. And by the time I hit publish, I have.
Had a couple of conversations with yourself.
And I've written, and like, I usually have like notes on my phone, articles, and it will just stay in drafts for the longest time until when I'm like, okay, let me just publish.
2020.
So I decided to pace myself. I was like, okay, start, do a blog first. So I did articles. So I did a whole website.
Interesting.
Yes.
That is still 2020, Amma?
That's 2020. So 2020, I love doing like sitting
COVID.
Goals and
that is COVID.
Yes, but it wasn't because of COVID. Because it was like in Jan. So okay. I like setting goals, intentions and stuff. So Jan, I'm like, this year, we are doing this thing. In my website, it's going to have articles, it's going to have podcasts, it's going to have newsletter, it's going to have, I had all these ideas. So Jan, choop, I start. I look for the website guy. We build the website, put up articles that I had been writing. Now I'm like, okay, next. Podcast. Do you know when I finally launched a podcast in 2020?
How long?
In August.
8 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, let's say. Because that was January.
Anyway, so I said in 2020, August, I reached out to, I knew what kind of podcast I wanted. Because I know the kind of podcasts I like to listen to. I enjoy listening to conversations. I enjoy conversations. Just like you said, I enjoy conversations. I love talking. So I love listening to conversations. And I knew I wanted a podcast of young adults just talking about life. What life is like. Because when we'd meet with my girlfriends over coffee after work, we'd be like, so how are you? And we would just talk about life. And those were the most refreshing conversation. Like, just the most refreshing. Like, one would be relationship struggles. One would be struggling with work. One would be struggling with aging parents. One would be like, and you just leave feeling less alone. So I wanted to amplify those conversations. And I'm like, I can't be the only one feeling like this. Feeling like I'm not making it in life.
Yeah.
And falling behind and struggling. So I knew I wanted it to be a conversation. I reached out to two of my friends. I thought they were going to say no. But they were like, yeah, let's do it. What does it entail? I'm like, no, just your phone or laptop and then we just talk. Now, the funny thing is, we were all in different countries, the friends I reached out to. Because I knew I wanted it to be them. I wanted it to be them.
So you're in Uganda?
I was in Uganda. One is in Kenya. One is in Jordan now. Then she was in Italy, I think. So they're like, how are we going to do it? Thanks to COVID.
Yeah.
We had learned the whole virtual. It can be done. Zoom. We're like, we'll do on Zoom. Record. Do the thing.
So did you get the equipment at the time?
Nope. So please don't go and listen to our first episode.
Oh.
Or the second. Or the fifth. No.
How did you navigate it? And I'm asking you this question in hope that for someone who is trying to start a podcast and they're in fear of starting, can probably pick a lesson or two.
Just start. Honestly, just start.
I'm not asking for your message. What did you do? How did you navigate?
I didn't navigate. I just started. I just told myself, now start.
Where were you speaking if you didn't have a microphone?
I was speaking earphones. I had like earphones and those boo.
Oh, the thing that has that little microphone.
Yeah. Literally, like that's how we started. Laptop or phone. Our very first episode, I was working in a call center and I recorded that episode when I was on a night shift in a meeting room at my workplace. So it's echoey. You can hear the echoey. While the rest of the two were in at least sound, they were in their rooms, which were at least were sound. For me, I was in a proper meeting room. We recorded, it was like 11 p.m. And then I didn't know anything. Like I couldn't even edit audio or anything. I didn't know what the software was. I didn't know hosting platforms. I just knew
I'm going to host it on my website. So it was on my website only.
That's blogging cool. style.
Thank you.
That was how you were introduced to it.
Then I gave it to a friend of mine who records audio. So we recorded, I sent her, she edited. So that's how we did, like, the first two episodes. But then I taught myself.
Did you pay her?
Exposure.
Give her the exposure
I didn't pay her.
Give her the exposure right now.
Angie, I did pay Angie. Angie. Here is your exposure, please.
Pay Angie.
I pay
you,
Angie.
You now have money. Pay her.
For Micah first episode, she did a good job. She really helped us out. Angie, I'll pay you now that I've been put on the spot for exploiting fellow creatives.
We don't like exposure, my friend.
So we did that. I taught myself how to edit. So Angie is one who was like, but Yunia, you can do this. Please download Audacity. Go on there.
That is 2020.
That's 2020.
There is a way how we are operating at different and strange wavelengths.
Yeah.
Because in 2020, I didn't have any idea about Audacity.
Really?
No.
What did you use to first?
So because Anchor pretended to have. Yeah.
It's I'm sorry. That you could edit on there.
Yeah. But it was very frustrating. And I think I got to a point where I put a lot of pressure on myself to be really perfect so that I don't go through the troubles of editing. And then I think I tried to look for some apps off the phone because everything was on phone.
Mm.
And then I landed on Audiolab.
Audiolab?
Yeah.
I don't know Audiolab.
I was using Audiolab.
It's for, like, you can edit on the phone.
Yeah, okay. By 2021, I was still using Audiolab.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you start with Audacity?
Maybe that year. I think it's in 2021 when I discovered I can actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think I tried to use Audacity at some point, but that was mostly for the computer. Yet I'm doing everything with my
phone. Yeah.
So Audiolab was an option that I was using.
Was it a good option?
It worked. Okay. I believe it worked.
Okay.
I believe it worked. It's just an app in the phone. But then I think because now I have been introduced to more advanced software, I realize, I don't know if I did a mistake at that point. I don't know what happened, but I was like, you want to make me make a mistake. So I discarded it.
Okay.
And so I'm like, so I've started before you and you already have this information.
I did research. I did like research for the longest time. Trying to procrastinate and be like, maybe I need to first learn this. Maybe I need to. So Angie was the one who was like, you can do Audacity. She was like, it's so easy. Just record the audio. She was like, you can even record while it's, I'm like, okay, I'm not yet reached there, please. Step by step. Then I did it. But the first time I edited, I think I edited for like a whole day.
How long was the audio?
It was really long, like 1 hour and something. We talk a lot when we are recording.
Which is okay.
We have so much fun. I actually enjoy our recordings. It's truly like dates with your girlfriends. So it was like 1 hour and something. And I sat there and I was just trying to like, I'm like, so what does this button do? Then I would make mistakes. Then I would undo. And I would be like, okay, at least I still have the original file. My goodness. It was so stressful. But then I realized, you get better with time. The more you do something, you get better. You learn like, oh, last time I did this, now I need to do this. Last time I did this. So I just got better with time. Got better. If you listen to our, please don't listen to our podcast.
It's okay.
You'll hear like audio that I failed to cut for some reason. And I was just like, you know what? It's just going to go out like that. I have sat here for too long.
I cannot listen to my first episode because I didn't know what I was doing. I really had no idea about what I was doing because I don't listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
I had already gotten myself away from mainstream media. So I don't know what I was doing, to be honest. So after recording the episode, I shared the link, but I didn't know where does the title go? what is this thing of description?
The description, right?
I was very confused because at first I was going to leave it out, but then they were like, you can't publish. I don't remember what I first named it, but like, there was a lot going on. I didn't know what I was doing. So I think later on I noticed, I don't know what I noticed, but I think when I saw the link, the way how it was appearing, I noticed it had to appear a different way. So I think I went back to where that wording was and then I changed. But
it's all learning. Like you exactly. learn along the way.
So when I learned after like 2 months, because somehow I landed on a mentor. That period, Facebook had that specific tab where I can search mentors in any field. And I don't know how long that thing was on because for some reason it doesn't, it feels like not everyone got to know about it.
Yeah, because I'm like, mentor.
I just landed on it. So when I saw it, I was like, which kind of mentee can I be? So I was like, podcasting. Because I don't understand this thing. So I searched the word. There were different options that they showed me. But I was like, I'm Afrocentric. I need a black woman. I need a black person.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
I'm a woman. I need a woman.
Please tell me that they got your specifics.
It's a Muzungu who responded. I think I sent requests to 3 black women, young black women. They didn't respond.
Really?
It's that 60-year something old lady, white lady who responded and she gave me time.
Oh, that was kind.
Yeah. So when I got to, she took me on, I think, for like a month.
Oh, wow. She gave you time.
Yeah. She was telling me things that were confusing me, like do an avatar. What is that? I tried to Google, but still it wasn't making sense. But when I realized that I have to do things a certain way and this is the best way that you can do them, I realized that first episode, I was like, what did I do?
I know. You really just feel like, why pull it down?
I wanted to do that. But then I realized if I have to delete every mistake, I will not be able to track my progress or growth.
Yeah.
So I left it. It was mostly for personal reasons because I didn't think I would grow into this kind of person. I didn't think I would end up as a trainer that I have to now refer. Yeah,
trainer.
I didn't think about those things.
So you see why I struggle calling myself a podcaster? I'm like, the real podcasters will hear me and be like, after that first episode.
No, come on now. Everyone has, life is really a learning curve, generally.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
And we are all full of flaws. We don't know everything on the get-go. We learn.
Yeah.
And for us, we learned on the job, so surely. How much pressure can you put in yourself?
Actually, that's something that I'm really proud of because I'm the when I say this, I'm not even the least techie person. That even my siblings were like, editing audio. I'm like, yeah, editing audio. I have a podcast.
Has it gotten easier for you now?
It has, but now I've taken really long. So I'm scared to go back. I think I'm going to struggle a bit. But it had gotten so much easier. It had gotten to the point where, like, when we are recording, I would know, like, I want this cat to come in here. I had become so good. I was happy with myself.
Yeah.
But now I took a long.
How many episodes do you have on your hands?
We have 38. Yeah, 38.
That's from the space of 20.
So we did 2020. We did 2021. We didn't do anything in 2022. I moved again.
Oh.
Again. In 2022, back to Nairobi. I struggle a lot with transitions. Actually, that's when I was like, hey, I really struggle with this thing. So there's nothing. 2022? No. 2021. And 2022. So like half of 2020. Then the whole of 2022. Plus I was also expecting, remember, I just couldn't. I really couldn't.
Yeah.
Then back in 2023. Then silence for the last half of 2023.
Crickets.
So yeah. But we do 10 episodes per season.
10 per season. Oh, you're doing it on a seasonal basis.
We do seasons, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We do seasons, take a break the month of July, come back for a second season, August to the end of the year.
Oh, so your seasons are not like
topics.
Oh, so your seasons are topical.
No, they're not.
No, okay. So my question was, that means your seasons are not on a yearly basis, because now for me, my seasons are year long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they're not year long. They're half-half.
Okay.
Or less than half. And
so when you say 10 episodes, I had imagined you're talking of 10 episodes in a year.
No, 10 episodes, because we don't do weekly. We do an episode every 2 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was like, we are going to pace ourselves, because I can't do weekly if I am editing for days.
Days.
So we do every 2 weeks an episode, and I think I liked that pace. It allowed me to learn. It allowed us also to like align our schedules, since we're not in the same country. I think at that time, Carol, it was a different like time zone, and she'd be like, it will be this time, I'll be there. And then come together, talk, record. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You announced your return.
Why are you whispering?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
You announced your return and you hyped me. I was excited. I was like, finally.
I'm not back. I'm behind a microphone.
This is not your podcast.
Thou shalt not. I'm getting a feel. I'm like, yeah, I miss thee. Talking. I am. We are returning. Rethinking.
Give us a date.
We don't have a date.
Give us a date.
We don't have a date.
You have to give us a date. That's what's going to keep you accountable.
Really?
Yeah. I also feel...
I'm scared.
Trust me. Because last time you asked me that question where you're like, how do you do it that you take a break and it's easy for you to return?
Yeah.
And I told you, I think, I don't know if I mentioned it during the recording or outside the recording, that when I am on a break, whether it's mid-season or end of the season, when I think about returning, I'm like, no. I'm a princess. I'm a child. Yeah. I am my mother's child. I'm not supposed to be struggling. But if I know that I've communicated a date, because when I'm leaving, I say, oi, so we are returning on this date. And whether I like it or not, I have to return.
You have to return.
If I'm not returning, there will be a communication med.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give a date.
Give us a date.
Let me give myself time. I'm going to say 1st June. When is 1st June? That's not far. That's like a month away. We're in May, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me see. First wait. Because I really don't see May happening. No, not 1st June. So we'll say like 29th May.
Okay.
Yeah.
29th May is going to be...
was released
a Wednesday?
Episodes on Wednesdays, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 29th May.
See you then. If you don't return, what happens? How much money are you giving me?
Money.
Mm. When people realize that they're losing money, they become more serious. So how much money are you giving me?
I'll give you 50,000. Ugandan shillings, please.
After waiting for a month, 100,000 is good.
100,000 Ugandan shillings?
Yeah.
If I don't return?
Yeah.
That means I have to record, 100,000 if I don't return. It's a date.
It's public.
It's public. Edit this out.
No, I'm not taking it out. I'm not taking it out. Yeah, 100,000.
But yeah, I look forward to it.
29th
May.
Yeah. How do you take care of your mental health?
I journal a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved journaling. Like now let me tell you something. This is going to make you sad. I've always loved journaling.
It's going to make me sad?
Yes.
How are you so sure?
Because I had like so many journals, like so many, and I hate clutter, so I burnt them. See?
No, it's not making me sad. I'm like, what?
Yeah. See?
I'm not sad.
From like high school, from like...
Why did you burn one? Them?
So I was like, these things are just old. There are so many. Let me just stay with campus ones from campus. There were so many.
You could have been able to write a book.
I miss them. I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Why? So journaling, I realized, helps me to like to just decompress, to just, I don't know, to put words to what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what I'm planning, what I'm hoping. Like sometimes you realized, oh, actually, I think maybe I was worried about this and I didn't even know it was just there in the back of your mind.
Mm.
So yeah, that's one way. Another way I've already mentioned, talking. I love talking. I'm a girl's girl, so I just love talking to my girls, talking to my siblings. My siblings are my best friends. We talk a lot. Yeah, we talk a lot. So just talking. I usually feel so refreshed at the end of conversations. I love conversations.
I've even forgotten. I was supposed to give you an emotional wheel for you to choose. For you to choose which emotion represents you at the beginning.
Mm.
So I kind of, but I can still give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall do it like an exercise at the end.
Okay.
But before then, what message would you love the listener to walk away with?
I think from what we have talked about, my whole podcasting journey, I think the message is...
There is a podcasting journey, there is adulting.
There's adulting. Oh, so that means there are many messages. Podcasting journey, just start.
Yeah.
Just start. I think that thing that you have, like it's different for everyone. Some people, it could be podcasting, it could be writing, it could be, I don't know, singing. Like just start with what you have. It sounds so cliche, but it's the truth, actually.
Mm.
Just start. Then you learn along the way. About adulting, where do I start? But I think it's that, for me, what I've learned about adulting is that truly there's no manual. You learn along the way. You never know. Like when I lost my mom, I always thought I would be like falling in the grave, like just bury me with her.
Right.
You know? But I wasn't. I'm a crier. Okay, I used to be. I stopped. I don't know where my tears went.
You have to cry. It's important for you to do that.
But not a single tear. I think I went into shock, but I didn't know that that's how I would mourn and grieve. And so that's just an example of the many things that you encounter in adulting. Like even good, bad, not that adulting is just all bad stuff, but even good, you never know like how you'll just deal with all that adulting brings your way. And so we just learn along the way. You might realize, oh, I'm actually good at this. Oh, I actually handle this really well. Oh, I actually do this so well.
Yeah.
So adulting is just pivot, learn along the way, and there's no manual.
There's no manual. I've just shared with you an emotional wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Had I asked you at the beginning of the conversation how you were, what would you have told me?
Without
the manual.
Without the manual?
Right.
I would say relieved.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Not the manual, without the emotional wheel.
Yes. I would say relieved.
Mm.
Why? It's because I've had a very stressful week.
Mm-hmm.
Working on this presentation that I just had to get right. And so after I presented, I was just like, oh.
It's out of the way.
It's out of the way. It's done. It's a weekend. So I would say relieved. Yeah.
And now, when you look at it.
Let me look at it. There's no relieved.
Let me see what might sound like relieved. Proud.
Proud, yes.
Elation.
Or excited. Is it excited? Where did I say excited? Yes. I would say excited.
Okay.
Excited in the sense of that, like, I'm excited that this thing is done. Is that a thing?
Satisfied,
yes.
It's right here.
Yeah.
In the joy spectrum.
In the joy spectrum, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. Satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed this. Thank you for having me.
The emotional wheel is for you to keep.
Gladly.
Look at yourself.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This has been really nice. I love talking. So could go on and on.
29th.
It's a date.
29th May.
Oh, I start saving.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us to the very end. If you loved this episode, do me a favor and hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Castbox, Podbean, or any other podcast platform of your choice.
Sita, Victoria, a special shout out to you. You asked a question that made me laugh. Sita asked what she has to do because now she's done everything. She's subscribed. What next? Okay, Sita, the next thing that you have to do is to share
the episode with a loved one. Anyone that you feel like is affected by the millennial world around us, please do share the podcast with them. And again, you never know, just share it with anyone. Right?
Yes.
So after hitting the subscribe button, after engaging with the content, please do share it with your loved one. It is by the power of our community that we shall make this podcast grow. Also, feel free to share your insights about what connected with you on social media and tag us. We are at #WeNavGuzuChuanka on Facebook and Instagram and on X. Our handle is at @HTNKPodcast. If tagging you is giving you trouble, just use the hashtag #HTNK. And Sation. See you next week with a brand new episode.